Believers continue working as tensions rise in India. A pastor escapes Hindu extremists, and a gift catalog provides specific needs for those who are suffering. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A fragile peace exists between Pakistan and India in the wake of terrorist attacks last week. Worldwide Christian School's Gypsy Meadows says their correspondent in Mumbai assures them they're safe. However, Meadows says their team is rattled.
It's been described from Indians as an India 9/11. And while it may not seem as large as what happened to us here in America, it has the same feeling of the unknown. There's a palpable and real fear factor in the hearts and minds of the common man in Mumbai, so that rumors and stray and small incidents, practically anything, seem to unsettle the average Mumbaiker. So they asked for prayer for the city, and particularly that the Christians of the city will be able to reach out with the gospel, which is a message of peace and hope.
Their schools continue to operate, but the tension in the region is likely to push change on government levels. Meadows says,
we could pray that Christians can be influential in reforming and reshaping a stronger and healthier government in India. That would do so much for creating a better environment for India as a whole, as a place that we can continue to reach out to.
Meanwhile, a Gospel for Asia missionary working in Madhya Pradesh, India, was beaten and abducted by anti-Christian extremists. When worried GFA leaders attempted to contact him, the call was answered by one of the extremists, threatening to do the same to other missionaries. GFA asked people to pray and discovered one day later that the pastor had escaped after running 9 miles to a believer's home. Pray that this missionary would remain safe. You're listening to Mission Network News. An $8,000 grant's been awarded to India partners, allowing them to keep 2 tailoring schools running and begin another. Because the illiteracy rate in women is 52% in India, many mothers can do little to provide for their families. Sewing schools are useful ways for Indian women to learn a skill they can use to support themselves. India partners will be working with other indigenous partners to continue to be the hands and feet of Christ as they serve women in India. Next, Every Child Ministries has a new tool to help care for needy children. ECM's Lorella Rouster says it's a new emailable movie called Share the Gift of Love.
It's only 3 minutes long. It can be easily forwarded to friends just by attaching it to an email, and it's designed so it doesn't clog up people's inboxes.
The movie tells the story of 2 children in Uganda who have found new lives after being sponsored by ECM partners. Rouster says through the program,
we pray for them and do everything we can to also demonstrate the love of Jesus so that they can really know and feel that it's real. And many children do choose to come to him.
While education is important, Rouster says your $30 a month sponsorship allows them to do more.
It enables the child to go to school. In many cases, children go to school for the very first time after receiving sponsorship.
To sponsor a child, go to the story on our website and follow the link. And many will be donating to favorite organizations this holiday season, but where does that money go? Freelance writer Kay Strom followed donations to Partners International to India, visiting a sponsored dairy farm.
People donated cows for $300, and this dairy farm is doing so well that they're able to sell milk and support their own church planters through their dairy.
Strom says the quality of the product shows Christ's love. She saw successful funding to help train Dalit pastors and to send children to school. Strom encourages people to give Christmas gifts this year through the Partners International Harvest of Hope gift catalog.
You can supply a medical clinic for $6,000, or you can buy a piglet that will start a family on the road to self-sufficiency for $30, and every one of these gifts leads to sharing the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available a music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving, high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.